Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekdays from 5:30.
All right, welcome to this. It's a highlights package of the best bits of the past week of the Big Breakfast. If you can only listen to one podcast, this is a good one to chuck on. Because Monday through Friday, it's been a big week. Mato and Margo, we've had our mate Amos Gill, a fantastic comedian, been joining the show, and he brought a lot of fun this week. So coming up, we've got Big Names in Your Workplace, another cracker edition of that. Mato opened a can of worms about real estate agents. He thinks they might be redundant. Also, Amos brought a brand new segment called The Worldwide of Woke. It's all coming up and more in this best of Big Breakfast, Mato and Margo with Amos Gill this week. Enjoy.
I don't do this very often. Righto, these suburban postcode groups on Facebook, we've spoken about them occasionally, and most of them just need a panel beater or a floor. What do they
carpenter.
Need? Or a carpet cleaner. All right, but this one here, I'm part of Paddington Milton Rosalie. Okay, I don't live in that area. But I was just interested because
Mato lives in every suburb of Brisbane.
You like the complaints, do you? Is that what you look for?
Here's one here. All right, this is Amanda. Does anyone know who drives this car? That's how it starts. I'm going, this will be interesting. This man just came to our place and filled our bin with bits of wood. If you do know him or it's you, please return and remove the wood and take it to the dump like a normal person.
He didn't just put leftover KFC packets in there. He put a whole lot of wood in there.
So he's done it. And he had and he's got a lap. So she goes.
Did you put a photo up?
Yeah, of the bloke's car.
We live in a nation of rats.
Yeah, number plate
showing. You know what I mean? Get over it.
Oh. Number plate showing. And some bloke's gone here. So she put that on at 5:30. It was late. It was the end of last week. Put it on at 5:30 in the morning. And this bloke's gone. Really? 13 minutes ago, you posted we should make that 5:30, but the shadow on the road looks more like the picture was taken later in the day. So he's immediately sidetracked it. Then everyone's going, maybe the administrators. This Facebook is just nonsense.
This is like the JFK assassination. It's like, hold on, where's the shadow?
There's a second shooter
of the photo.
Always a pest in there who likes to create a bit of fun.
All right, here's that pest. So 20, yeah, they go through 20. You can check the number plate through this site. And you can do
everyone's
all this.
Very serious.
Then finally, this woman comes in, okay, after about 20 comments. Oh, now that we're talking about rubbish bins, I want to share that during the last 2 months, someone comes around to our place at between 1 and 3 a.m. to collect bottles from our recycling bin, as in the scab. I really can't feel bad for this person. I don't like to judge, but he does wake me up. It makes it hard at work the next day.
Maybe he's got a containers for change bin that he
wants
to put them in.
That's what everyone then piles on her. So there's another 20 of those going, listen, love, you can take it here. Listen, put them next to your bin for the person, make it easy. And then someone said, hold on, let's get back to the timber in the bin.
She's hijacked the timber bin.
Hold on, this was about me getting timber in my bin.
I've got a bottle man that comes past my joint. And the same thing, he rattles around. So we separate it, we put it there for him.
Put it on side.
And we have one beer with him when he comes by.
Oh, that's
lovely.
Good.
He's a good
bloke. Between
1
and 3 a.m.?
About 7 p.m., mate. Yeah. Costco
carry on. The Big Breakfast, Triple M.
Going stalkers, Margo bucking orders, it's time for At Home with the Puckers.
Yeah, well, yesterday we had our very first musical instrument concert demonstration, gentlemen, and I have four children, Amos.
Yes.
And our third child, Jagger, is six. He's in grade two, and he's taken up the bass, the double bass. That's his instrument of choice this year.
What's the height?
He's far smaller.
Would a double bass be like 160 centimetres and he'd only be 120 or so?
Not even that, Mutt. I reckon he's 110. He doesn't qualify for the big
so
rides at Dreamworld yet.
Ones? For kids,
a small
double bass.
No, it is
what it is.
I saw the photo. It's a big double bass.
He had to sit up on a stool to be able to hold it and pull the strings.
At least it's not the flute.
And Corey said surely because they sent out an email to say, "Oh, we're so excited to have you come along and watch the demonstration for strings." And he was like, "Surely he's not really learned anything. It's been 6 weeks. Like, what can you learn in 6 weeks?
Not much."
Well.
Hot cross buns, usually that's the song you play.
But he doesn't not even hot cross buns.
Doesn't even bring it home.
It's not
at least
even,
at school,
doesn't bring
it's
it
bigger
home.
Than him.
He has a half hour lesson once a week.
He could sleep in the case.
And he's done it for this. Yeah, he could sleep in the case. And he's only done it for a couple of weeks, so we weren't really expecting much. And we got there, and we were late. So unfortunately, we missed the performance. And we were those parents that walked into the auditorium. We were those parents. I mean, there was probably 20 parents there, right?
Can you lie?
We got in there late. No, because he saw us coming down the stairs. Oh, like, it's one of those tiered auditoriums, you know, on the stage at the bottom, and we're standing at the top, like, hey.
He'll tell a therapist that in 15 years. Yeah, we know that.
We walked down the stairs.
It's like when you go to footy and you're talking to someone when your kid scores a try. Did you see? Great try.
And, of course, for video purposing, I had to be at the very front. So I walked all the way down the stairs. Excuse me. Like, got through all the parents, sat down, myself comfortable. But it was finished. I didn't realise at the time that we had missed it. And one of the mums next to me said, did you just get here? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, you missed it. I was like, oh, crap.
Now what?
So when the man finished speaking, because he was talking about, you know, all the great progress that they had made. And I thought this was the speech before, because we were like 2 minutes late. This was the speech before they had done the performance. But it was actually the speech after the performance. And so when he finished and everybody gave their round of applause, I said, oh, excuse me. And he's like, yes. I said, is there any chance we could do it again?
Oh, no, you didn't.
Please, no. I've never heard that said at a kid's concert.
At a grade two.
Can we do this again? Any chance?
He's he said,
bring the recorder back. He was good.
We were late. We missed it. I didn't realise it only went for like a minute.
There's 5-year-olds playing violins as well.
It was violin. There was cellos. Jesus. There was double basses. I turned around to the parents. I said, is that okay? And they looked at the kids and I said, is it okay if you just do it one more time for Jagger's mummy and daddy? And you could just see the embarrassment on Jagger's face. So they did. They were very gracious. And this is what we got.
What? Hold on. Oh, that's enough.
And then at that point, I went, oh, God, I've just made these poor parents sit through that again.
6-year-olds playing the viola, violin and double bass, and we're sitting here. You're making us listen to it?
It wasn't even a song.
To be honest, Margo, it sounds better than the Midnight Oil audio you got yesterday.
Going Stockers, Marco Bucking orders, it's time for At Home with the Puckers.
The Big Breakfast, Triple M.
Big names in your workplace, they're all over the place. The big names in your workplace.
Oh, yeah, Margo, what's this all about?
It stands to live another day, and oh, it's as simple as what it says. Big names in your workplace. When a celebrity came into somewhere where you were working and you had an encounter with them, it could be good, bad, ugly, or indifferent.
Amos, celebrities in your workplace. So, you may not realise, but Queensland's got quite a lot of movie stars, sports stars. Everyone's coming
here. You
can
do this here. You know,
incredible. But it's also historical. Some of them are 30 years ago where there's rock stars, there's movie stars making movies.
We've had Mel Gibson, Russell Crowe, Prince Charles.
Well, in the show, you did Prince Harry. You were talking about when he was here at the Rugby World
Cup. That's right. Drinking, he was having fun. We had some from last week. Here we go.
Breakfast Creek Hotel. The big one was Mikhail Gorbachev.
Wow. The leader of the Soviet Union.
Correct.
At BW. I know this bloke that's just walked in. I'm like, oh, I've got a little, hang on, is it not? David Fafita. The least thing you would probably expect them to get. Vodka Cruises.
Oh, Vodka Cruises. What? I mean, even when we did 6 degrees of separation of Ash Barty, we found out that Ash Barty shops at Dan Murphy's to get her wine, and she walked into that workplace.
Incredible. It's obvious what we're after here. Celebrity walks into your workplace. We just want to know, were they good? Were they bad?
And it didn't necessarily have to be here in Brisbane. I mean, we get plenty of celebrities here in Queensland.
What was that one over in the movie cinema?
They were out the back of the...
having a durry with somebody at the LA movie studio.
What's the guy that does House? Hugh Laurie.
Hugh Laurie.
Yeah, he's having a dart with him out the back of the movie cinemas.
Hey. Yeah.
Nikki.
Let's get underway.
Was not a great example, Marto, to bring to the table when you don't know all the
celebrity
details.
Celebrity who had a dart. I like that. Yeah, they're just like us.
Nikki from Wellington Point. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good. Where were you working, Nikki?
I'm a flight attendant, and we were advised that we had a very well-known band coming on the aircraft.
Nikki, can I ask, are we talking domestic or international flight?
Domestic.
Okay.
There's some people can't remember what a flight is.
Yes, we just need to clarify.
Yeah, they were in the old
days.
Well,
I can't at the moment either.
Yeah,
sorry.
Down,
but
righto.
They came on, and it was John Bon Jovi, and we welcomed Richie Sambora and John Bon Jovi on, and during the flight, John Bon Jovi came up and was talking to us in the galley, and he decided to help us collect the trays after and decided to wave goodbye to the passengers as we were disembarking. And
that's great.
You didn't fly on that plane with Ralph Fiennes, did you? Remember what happened with him and the Qantas stewardess
in the Mile High Club?
That was not my flight, no.
That was not your flight.
Nikki, were the girls on board, the other flight attendants, were they jealous of Richie Sambora and John Bon Jovi's hair? Did you ask them for any tips?
No, but I did actually comment on Richie Sambora's. He had the most beautiful turquoise jewellery on, and but they were absolutely lovely.
Nice one. Rock and roll. Well,
lots of swooning on that flight, I'm sure. The red lippy was applied heavy. Denise?
Hi, how are you going?
Wherever you're working.
Hi, Marto. Well, actually, I used to work at Woolies at Stafford, and I know your lovely wife, Kathy.
Right.
No, she's not famous, Denise. This is big names at Kathy's workplace.
Denise. Hello, Denise.
Hi.
Yeah.
Now, we used to always have Shane Webke come into our store.
Yes.
Back in the days, he used to wear his really nice tight shorts, and the girls just... followed him around and just drooled over him. Hey, and it was just so funny just watching the young ones thinking, oh my God, Shane Webke.
Oh, so, no.
Yeah.
Did anyone ever try to tackle him in one of the aisles?
Run it straight at me. Webke.
But what would Kathy wear into Woolies?
That's right. Yeah,
Terry Talley shorts.
Yeah.
Anyway, Chris from the Grey.
I love Denise. This is to our producers, but we don't do Webke. Come on.
What about Kat? She's a bigger name than Webke, I reckon.
Here's one on the burner phone. Scott from Minden. I served Leroy Loggins when I was working on Food on Cue. It's a similar restaurant at the old Broadway on the Mall.
We've had Leroy a couple of times.
Yeah.
He's out and about.
Brisbane Bullet?
Webke hasn't got a statue. At least Leroy's got a statue of himself.
Chris from the Grange, where were you working?
I was working at Duke University in the state.
Oh, my goodness.
What a big university.
Wow. Okay, yeah. We've gone international with big names in your workplace.
Yeah, and this guy had chronic knee problems. His name was Andre the Giant.
Andre the Giant, one of the greatest wrestlers of the 70s and 80s. He was 7'3" tall and weighed nearly 200 kilograms. Correct, Chris?
That is exactly correct. And because he was so big, we could only image him halfway at a time.
Oh, wow.
No wonder he had bad knees. That's a big house on those stumps.
Another edition of big names in your workplace.
Did Shane Webke go to your university ever for a scan?
Hey, I'm going to give Denise a $100 voucher for Hog's Breath Cafe. Hog's Breath Cafe, two courses for $32 meal deal. Sunday to Thursday for a limited time for that amazing Shane Webke story.
Hold on. Amazing Andre the Giant. There's a late factor's come through. Andre the Giant's once drank 119 beers in a night.
Impossible.
No wonder you need. That's not impossible.
Triple M's Big Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30.
There is not one day goes by without hearing stories about, oh, the housing market's going up and up and up and up and up every single day. And you go, oh, wow, all right. I finally did something about it.
What?
Last Thursday. I'm going to get involved. Kath didn't know. After 25 years in my house, I've renovated forever and ever and ever. I've gone.
You work on that house all the time.
That's it. I'm
you done?
We got a real estate agent over.
You're going to sell?
What are you going to sell?
I think so.
Wow.
I said, not straight away, but he said, oh, there's a lot of my people sniffing around. And I said, well, I don't want to put a sign out the front. He said, you can do a thing called off-market sign here. And I said, oh, just hold on.
Should hold on.
You are the king of Newmarket. Where would you go?
No, who's that?
Where would you go?
I don't care.
You've lived there for 25 years and all of a sudden you're just like...
I go and rent somewhere. I need a change. The kids are coming and going. Kids have both got boyfriends, girlfriends. They're sometimes there, sometimes here. And I'm going, I spend my whole time. I mowed the lawn twice and I got a large lawn. I mowed it twice in 1 week. And that might have been the final. I figured I've become my father. I just spend my whole life mowing and painting things.
Who's the real estate agent in your area on all the buses and the signs and the billboards? And it's like, I sold with so-and-so. Is it like an Elders or a Bell?
Don't bother. Because
I've got a bloke over already.
Yeah, but waste of time. Oh. I've got a friend. They live in Noosa, okay, the family. They've been there for about 15 years.
Yeah.
During the pandemic... They get a call. They've got a real estate agent friend who is, because they work in the industry as well, who goes, hey, this family just, they're from Melbourne. They're desperate to get out of there because the place is shot to pieces. They just want to live here and they lost an auction on your street. They saw yours and they just wanted to know, like, do you want to sell it?
Sell it.
And he goes, oh, well, yeah, but we'd want X amount of dollars. Mm. FaceTimed.
FaceTime.
They go, we've got the buyers right now. Do you want to FaceTime? Walk through the house, showed them around. Showed them, yeah. FaceTime. Next day, did the deal. Bang. No real estate agent fees, nothing.
That's what I've been told before. Are you telling me, hold on, that was the first time they saw the house, the FaceTime went through it?
Yep. And they saw it in the street because they lost the other one.
All right.
Yes.
Well, I'm saying, I checked the guys. Yeah, he said, oh, I just signed here. And I said, oh, well, Kath and I'll have to have a chat about this, la, la, la. And it ended up being, it could be, I didn't do the exact figures. It was between 50 and 80 grand maybe something or other.
But
I've got to pay the real estate agent if he sells a house. And I keep hearing these stories. You don't even need to use real estate agents. You can put it on Facebook and you'll sell your house.
Well, you'd still need an agent. Like your friend still had an agent approach them about the house.
But it was a personal friend, so they didn't have to advertise or anything like that, you know. But they had contacts. You can't put it on Facebook Marketplace, I don't reckon.
Why not?
Well, give it a go. But
why can't you? Why can't I put a sign? Then I put it to Kath yesterday and she said, you are so tacky. I was just going to paint, go into the shed, get a piece of ply and put for sale with my phone number.
Mutto, it'd be like...
people drive past.
It'd be like somebody substituting you as an actual qualified builder for a labourer. Or like a handyman to come in and do a job.
Do real estate agents really do that? Don't
expertise.
They just put it on realestate.com or domain or something or other and go, oh, that's my job.
Mato, get a sign, rent a BMW. Right. You've done the exact same job they're going to do.
So,
I'll lend you one.
Hold on. I am going to say real estate agents are redundant at the moment. Anyone can, you could sell your own house. Anyone.
No. I've got two friends that own real estate agents in Cornubia.
Oh,
she's on the take.
In Cornubia.
Big real estate.
And they are selling properties for overs.
Yeah.
Overs and overs and overs because people want to buy. It's the market for it. And then they're saying, but she works so hard. She works 7 days a week. She fields phone calls 24/7. She knows where to market your property. She knows how to market it. She's got all the spiels.
Open her up, Dave.
It's a big breakfast. That's enough. Can of worms.
Real estate agents work really hard.
I'm just believing they're redundant. When my mate said, well, you've had that story, Amos. I've had other stories of people going, no, you don't have an
agent. What are your marketing tools, Marto? As someone who's going to self-sell their property.
1-333-53.
Who wants to buy Marto's house? Give us a call. 1-333-53.
Trust us, you'll love us price. That's what it will be.
Let's let everyone tell us. Real estate agents are redundant. I'm saying you're going, you need them.
That's their field of expertise. How you get the best price for your place. That's what they do.
Stories both ways.
I can't even negotiate like a contract at work, let alone negotiate something that I'm really passionate and emotional about, which is my house that I've built and I've lived in, I've created memories in. It's an emotional thing, whereas real estate agents can look at it objectively and be like, this is what it's worth, this is what we want for it.
I've been ripped off once before, that's all. About 10 years ago, I lost a lot of money and I thought, geez, if I had my go again, I'd do it myself.
You're going to do it by yourself.
Well, hold on, I will take advice.
Pitch a sign out the front, Marto, 1-333-53.
Ryan. Thornside, what do you reckon, mate? You think we need the real estate agents or are they redundant?
Real estate agents, gone, don't need them anymore.
What's been your experience,
Ryan? How would you do it?
I renovated 8 houses in the western suburbs back in the previous life, and then for the 9th house, I thought, bugger this is a lot of cash I'm paying to real estate agents. So then I got wind of an old bloke up the road who was selling his house. I went and knocked on his door, said, "G'day, mate, Ryan, live up the road. I hear you're thinking about retiring. You're going to sell your house?" And he goes, "Yes." Anyway, long story short, done deal. Solicitors did the paperwork. Thank you very much. He saved money. I saved a bit of money because we sort of split what the commission would be really in the price.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Ta-da, bye-bye.
All right, ta-da, bye-bye. So you don't need them.
Ta-da, bye-bye. Proof. Just say that straight to all the agents.
We'll go home now.
Ta-ta and bye-bye.
We'll go home now?
No.
Did the old bloke get what he wanted?
Troy from Wellington Point.
Oh, is this careful? Is this
the old saying, mate? Is you get what you pay for.
Exactly. Yeah, you pay peanuts, you get monkeys. Hey, Troy.
That's it. And at the end of the day, they make sure everything goes through, all the building and pests and all that sort of stuff. Something goes wrong there and people can cancel the contract.
It's a big process.
What are you going to do yourself? How are you going to sort of, you know, convince someone that might be a little bit of an issue? A good real estate will turn that around and explain to the new buyers what's going on. We had a situation years ago where the house was on the market for nearly 4 or 5 months. And next to no interest, put a new marketing plan with a different real estate agent, sold within 48 hours.
Well, that bit's interesting. Is that right? So what, the first real estate agent was doing the wrong sort of marketing?
That's what it is. It's like the same thing. You get what you pay for, you know.
And they get the buyers in.
The other person was a little bit higher on their commission, but, you know, at the end of the day, they obviously knew the area, knew what was going on, and 48 hours later, it was a signed deal, done, gone.
But that's a split, isn't it? You've just admitted in a way that the first agent was rubbish, so you've got to get a good one. Yeah, if you get a good one with the right marketing campaign, what if you get a nuffy?
The other thing is real estate agents are really good. Like, their reach is really good. Like, when we were looking to leave Camp Hill to buy some acreage outside of town, Canoobia was never on the radar. Never on the radar. I wasn't willing to go past, like, Vicky Point.
Yeah.
That was as far as I was going to go. Thornside, Thornlands.
Yeah.
But we kept creeping and creeping closer to Mount Cotton, and then the agent said Canoobia. I said, no way. I'm not looking in Canoobia. I grew up down there. I went to school down the road. I'm not.
Right.
He said, come on. And he persisted, and he said, look outside the circle, look outside the circle. And then we ended up buying in Canoobia, and we love it, you know. And if it wasn't for that real estate agent, we wouldn't have bought that house, and we wouldn't have lived the last 6 years in beautiful Canoobia.
That's one good story. Tony from Westlake, have you got the other side of the coin?
Good morning, yes. I sold my last house myself. I think I paid about $300 to a mob who put nail on realestate.com. And all you've got to do is open the door, get some people to write their name, phone number, email address down.
Actually, that does sound like a lot of effort, actually.
Tony should have, with the money that he saved on a real estate agent, should have bought himself a better phone line.
Oh, is that the take-home from that? I'm happy for Tony.
Mano, do you want to go back to Ryan and find out if the guy got the price that he wanted? You asked that just
Yeah, is he still there?
Yeah, he's still there.
Do you reckon the old bloke was happy, Ryan?
He was stoked. He was stoked. He didn't have to worry about the whole sales process.
That's
he
right.
got the price that he wanted. And we even had a pest issue, and we just said, look, give and take, here we go. Let's you fix this, I'll do this, and job done.
I hope he didn't move into an old aged care home.
Held up to Harvey Bay, so maybe the lady says something.
Happy ass. All right.
All right, well, we've got some stats.
What is it?
And we've had heaps of calls, 90%. Saying you don't need a real estate agent, Marto, so you might need to get that Facebook ad ready to roll.
Get the sign and the 2x4 bit of timber out in the hammer, Marto. Yeah. Be pitching a sign out the front with his face on the front.
Greg Martin Villas.
Rumlord Real Estate.
Yeah, thank you.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
Here's something I want to do to just educate the listeners out there about the ever-changing sands of social acceptability. You've got to know how to be woke today, and I'm going to do a little wrap-up of the week and find out what's been happening in the wide world of wokeness.
Nine's wide world of woke.
It's been a big, big week in the woke world.
Just to clarify, woke meaning just being aware?
Being aware about...
Being mindful.
Yeah, being mindful, understanding about how things in our history and things that we do could offend.
So but important.
I wouldn't want anyone out there to go to work today and be watching offensive movies, reading offensive books or saying things.
Cancel that.
I'm going to go through two honourable mentions and then we'll go to my favourite woke story of the week. The first one was, of course, the Mr. Potato Head scandal, in which Mr. Potato Head toys were no longer called Mr. Potato Head. Mr. Potato Head is now genderless. Mm. He's a mere potato. We've got to smash the patriarchy, as we call it, a momentous day for all non-binary questioning LGBTQI plus potatoes who have been held down in the starch community for too long. So we like that move. So
now he's just Potato Head.
He's just Potato Head. He doesn't have any gender, and we give that an honourable mention.
How does Mrs. Potato Head feel about
She's
that?
She's left.
There's no such person.
She wants a man in her life.
She's gone transgender potato, I think.
Let's look at another one here. A man has sued his female boss for gender discrimination. The male worker has actually won the case because his female boss told him to man up. He said he thought that was an offensive term and he's won something. And let's take the advice you were given by your boss there, mate. Man up.
Man up.
Man
exactly.
up. Why would you whinge about that? But the absolute winner for me here is Dr. Seuss. You would have seen this. Dr. Seuss books have been no longer printed, six of them. The company itself has bowed to some internal pressure that some of the caricatures in Dr. Seuss books were offensive.
Were they racist? Green eggs and ham?
Orientalism in books such as I Think I Saw It on Mulberry Street. Do you remember that?
No.
And there's a lot of furor about this. In fact, the Dr. Seuss books are now the top selling on Amazon because people are going, if we can't get them, let's get them now.
Now.
Admittedly, I mean, I think this is ridiculous.
It's a marketing technique.
They're kids' books, but there are some certainly ones I think we should cancel, like titles such as I Do Not Like Green Eggs and Minorities. I thought that was bad. I think the other book of his I didn't like was The Jews Own the Banks. That was a problematic one from Dr. Seuss. But the reality is, why are we banning, like, books as though the big problem the world faces is kids read too much, do they?
Mm.
Like, how many kids out there are reading? Like, have we stopped three children? They're all on their apps playing Candy Crush.
So true.
Let's promote kids to read books. And I think the way to do that is to come out with a woke Dr. Seuss rhyme. What do you think about that? Like, if Dr. Seuss went fully woke and progressive, maybe then kids would read more.
Rewrite the whole thing.
I've got one for you here. This is my woke Seuss. This is called The Woke Bloke. Let's read it. I do not like this Dr. Seuss book. I do not like statues of Captain Cook. I do not like people who aren't vegan. I don't like people who criticise Harry and Meghan. I don't like kids that have a gender. I don't like words that could offend her. Every child is non-binary. I do not like your oil refinery. I do not like anyone who is not woke. It's not okay to be a bloke. If I don't like it, I won't give an inch. I don't like anything. I'm a whining Grinch.
Oh, nice.
Oh, fantastic.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30.
104.5 Triple M.
Marto's Thought on Sport.
Actually, very shortly, like after this next song, we'll be going and talking about the tsunami warnings, but there should be a warning, a rugby league warning this weekend. Oh. There should be, what's on? Nothing. And that's the problem. When rugby league players can't run into each other, they cause terrible mayhem and havoc. And that's this weekend. They're primed. They've been training now for, they had a little break over Christmas. They've been going hard and they're ready for round one next weekend.
Hasn't it started already? Didn't a Broncos player just get caught without a license?
Oh no. He didn't hear the warning.
It's a dangerous time. Now, your code of NRL is ahead of the game. I mean, this integrity unit, I've wrapped my head around that for years.
We've got to give them lots of plaudits, the NRL, for putting together this integrity
unit. Have they made a decision on the wrestle yet?
No, that's a silly business. But they'll have lots of... The Broncos launch is on tonight. It finishes about 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I think it's in the Valley. So beware, citizens of Brisbane. There'll be mayhem breaking out everywhere.
Have you ever seen, guys, the movie Minority Report, where you can be charged for crimes that have happened in the future because a mystic has seen, it's a Tom Cruise film, a mystic comes in and sees the crime before you've committed it. A crystal ball. The NRL Integrity Unit has gone sort of ashram shamany here, they've got a crystal ball.
Stamp it out before it happens, Amos.
That's exactly right, and I think we're going to tap into some of that right now.
The Crystal Ball Integrity Unit.
Yes. I'm just sort of channeling some things here.
Schwamagill.
there's a name coming towards the bubbler. There's a bubbler, I see a bubbler and I see Todd. A Todd and a bubbler.
That's already happened.
All right, we'll investigate. What about, I'm seeing, is it a barbershop? Does Tavita need a haircut? Are those motorbikes? What am I seeing?
This Katoni, some stag dude, Katoni stag.
Are you seeing a toe?
There's a giant toe. There's licking.
Being
licking. The toenail's been bitten off.
Is barley coming up anywhere there? No, is there barley? No. Is there something in
is that
barley?
A feeder? Is that, hold on. Is that the border? Is that Tweed Heads? Is that Payne Haas? What? I'm seeing something.
I'm seeing terrible. Actually, turn it off because I've just seen a dog and someone is doing something terrible.
Mitchell. We need to pass this on to the NRL Integrity Unit. Let them know what they might be in store for.
Yes. I might have to borrow that crystal ball.
Stopped it before it's happened.
It's a Big Breakfast. Triple M.
That was Triple M's Big Breakfast.
God, you do so much for this town.